This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Future of Flushing. I'm Vito Calisi. That's Jonathan Barron. We're here with Brendan Sproat. Brendan, you're at your first Mets spring training. We're here at Port St. Lucie, Clover Field. How does it feel to be
Clover
here?
Clover Park.
Let's keep going. Who cares?
Clover Park. Hey,
we'll keep it casual.
What's a field versus a park?
Keep it casual.
That's right.
What's a field? What's a park?
I feel like a field is one singular. I feel like a park is many fields.
That's a complex.
It could be a complex.
That's a complex. That,
yeah.
What did I say again?
You said Clover Field.
Ah, it is a park.
Yeah.
It's Clover Park.
No, it's definitely, it's been good. Weather's been super nice these past couple of days.
So you like the cold? Because it's been freezing the last few days.
You think so?
This morning was freezing, dude.
High of 68 in Florida.
See, where I'm from, which is way up in the panhandle, cold to me is like in the 20s.
Oh, no, I mean, we're from New York.
Does it get like that there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like 20, 30s.
Oh, okay, so that's similar.
Yeah.
Here's our challenge. Like Vito said, we live up north in New York. When you pack for Florida, right, in February, you're like, shorts,
yeah,
t-shirts,
you don't think
tanks,
about a jacket or
no sweatshirts, no pants, none of that.
I'm so underprepared.
And then you get hit by it, and you're like, oh my god, I made a massive mistake. I mean, it's been like 65, this week.
Yeah. Then the worst part is like the cold here is completely different than like up north. I mean, I haven't been to New York when it's cold, but like that's what I've been told is like cold here from what I know is like it's like a bone chilling like wet cold.
Oh yeah.
And then up north it's like a dry cold.
Yeah.
So
you need to get a Canada Goose.
This guy, oh my god, Canada Goose jacket. This guy's like
never heard of it.
You want to hear how well this podcast is doing? This guy is a $2,000 jacket.
It's not $2,000.
He had it before we started the podcast, so it has nothing to do with the other.
Nice.
Yeah, but no, you got to stay warm.
He brags about it.
I don't brag. I've never said a word about my jacket.
He sends me TikToks about having one.
And they're not making fun of it. And they're not a partner of the show, so we probably shouldn't be giving them.
Maybe the three of us will be wearing Canada Gooses next time. Send them here.
Yeah, you never know.
Anyway, we keep getting you off track, but just how's it feel to be here?
No, it feels good. It feels good to finally be back out here with all the guys. Honestly, I think the best part, outside the baseball aspect, is like just meeting a bunch of new people. I've met a bunch of cool guys from like different areas, different schools, so some high schoolers. The best thing is everyone here is so super nice. Really, a lot of people go out of their way to just to say what's up to you. Everyone's super helpful. Everyone's pretty much in a good mood every day. You can't complain. Be able to come out here every single day and do what you love.
As is the case with many things in life, you getting here was not a direct path. Mets took you out of the draft in 2022. Yep. You did not sign. You went back to Florida for your senior year. You had a great year at Florida. You guys went to the College World Series, which that program does quite frequently. Yeah. And then the Mets offered you a reconsent form to draft you again. They obviously had interest. You're a very talented young man, and you said yes, and they drafted you, and you signed. So why did you want to sign with the Mets ultimately after all that happened before?
Back in 2022, things didn't play out the way I wanted it to. I'm not going to lie, it was very frustrating. I chose, in my best interest, to go back to school. Had probably one of the most fun years of my life.
College is good, man.
college is something else. Honestly, like
I concur.
If I was a high schooler, like I would advise you to go to college.
Why is that?
Honestly, just like you get to college and like you see like how good like everyone is. It's like you get there like. And like, yeah, you're a top prospect at a high school and you get there, but like everyone's almost like this at the same level that you are. And not only that, like you get to lean on older guys and pick their brain. And you get to go through, a ton of ups and downs. And outside of baseball, like you get to have the college experience. You go to class and you can you meet new guys, new people, and you just create so many memories away from the field as well. Like I said, like college for me, like, was probably the best 4 years of my life. Got my degree.
What was your degree in?
All right, so this is gonna be interesting. So it's, so I originally wanted to do just general business.
Okay.
My freshman fall, I took business calculus. Whooped my tail.
Smartest guy on the set here.
Whooped my tail. I luckily pulled out with a B minus.
Ooh, yeah. Luckily.
Yeah.
Luckily, well, only a B minus. My mom would be thrilled.
I was the type of person that was like, I was always on top of my grades. If I got like a C, I'd freak out. But I went to my advisor and I'm like, hey, look, I think I'm at the end of my ropes here when it comes to this math side. And I loved math all the way through school, but I got to the point where it was a struggle. She was like, okay, like, so we're gonna put you in what is called food and resource economics. So basically that is a business degree on the agricultural side. It's a lot more straightforward and a lot less math. And I was like, okay, sign me up. So that's what my degree is in.
Okay.
So I have that under my belt just in case baseball doesn't work out in the near future. I have something to fall back on. And that's something I actually promised my dad when I went to college. He told me, he's like, no matter what happens, he's like, promise me you get your degree.
Was that a big part of you deciding to go back to school?
It was. You know, honestly, even though, like, even when I made that promise and I could have gone after my junior year to go to the Mets and throw ball, I feel like for me it definitely would have been super hard to juggle both things. But yeah, I mean, going back for my fourth year, it's like, okay, like, I have a year to go out, get better. Draft stock, it is what it is at that point. You know, being a senior, I can't control that. But really, go back for another year, have a chance to go to Omaha, which was one of my dreams. That was fulfilled. And then got my degree in my fourth year as well. So honestly, those are the big reasons why I chose to go back. And then with that being said, I went back and, like I said, had the year of my life, did good. And honestly, you know, like, being a senior, it's like you really have no choice, really. It's like I'm not gonna go back my fifth year, because really that doesn't make any sense. Plus, like, I had nothing left there for me. Like, I had my degree, made it to Omaha, unfortunately lost in the final game. But
Damn
to
Tigers.
Me, but to me, that was all a success. Is everything I ever wanted. And so, you know, with the whole thing with the Mets, I put that behind me, and I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna have a clean slate going forward, and we'll move forward. And honestly, I love it here. I mean, it's a lot of fun. Like I said, everyone's super nice, super helpful.
Something you brought up before was that you would recommend everybody to go to college, talking about, like, how hard it is for these high schoolers to come up here. Do you think part of that is that college is a nice in-between of, like, kind of turning baseball into a job?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, it's to me, like, it's your home away from home. Like, you have to grow up some. You have to take responsibilities of getting up in the morning, going to workouts at 6, 7 a.m., and then going back to your apartment, showering quick, heading to class, making sure that you're eating right and the right amount of food, and then making sure you're getting to the field at the right time. And then on the biggest thing is getting your schoolwork done. So, like, you got to really prioritize things. It really helps you mature in that aspect and kind of, like, grow up on your own, but it's not technically on your own, because you still have your teammates there to help you and whatnot, and you have your academic advisor and all that stuff to help you. So it's kind of on your own, but not on your own in that aspect.
Well, it's the first time you have all of this attention on you at a national level. I mean, like, obviously high school prospects have that, but being at the college level is so different. You don't have your parents there watching you. And, like, you know, we talked to some of these high schoolers, and I'm not going to name any names, but a few of them last year, they got here, and they all went out and bought separate PS5s and had it in their room.
Now you just doxed them, because all you got to do is go back and watch the...
Another episode of Future of Flushing. Yeah. Go back through all of our episodes.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, cool. We won't
oh, because you were at the camp. Yeah.
I was here.
What do you think of that, by the way? Ridiculous, right? Just get one PS5 and just play in the same room.
But what happens when they move up at different levels?
Well, no, that's
sure,
fine.
Then you buy one.
When they're all sharing a room, why would they just all buy one?
So you're saying if everyone wants a PS5 to, like, take home with them, you might as well just get it, right? All right, you know what? I never thought of it like that.
I'm not gonna want to.
Did you get a PS? You got an Xbox.
I got an
right?
Xbox.
All right. Crossplay.
No, dude, I'm not saying don't get your own PS5. I'm saying I would go, okay, for the time being,
get one.
We have one. Mm. And then when it's time, I'll spend that $500 a different day.
Yeah, that's but the way I see it is, like, I'm gonna want to play, like, at least with you.
Yeah.
Like, some games you can't play, play like split screen or whatnot.
That's fair. They want their own. You know what? That's why you're the math major.
That's true.
Not the math major.
You're the business guy.
That's true. But no, I totally understand what you're saying. I thought college for me, I mean, you know, I didn't play college ball at Florida, but I think it's the lessons that you learned outside the classroom that were the most important and impactful ones. And I'm sure that you, now being here, as you start your pro career, like, you're already a polished young man because of all the responsibilities that no one was there to hold your hand for. Like, there's no safety netting once you're in college, and that's going to help you here. And it's going to help you throughout the season and as you advance in your career.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I went through many highs and lows, like, on and off the field. And, I mean, like, college, like, it teaches you that. And, like, there is no coming home to your parents, hey, can you help me with this? Like, you got to figure it out on your own. You got to figure it out on your own. And then once you get to that point where you can't figure it out, then you can go ask for help. But in that meantime, you got to really try to figure it out.
100%. Now, you were drafted with a lot of high school guys. I mean, we just kind of alluded to some of them. You also went to Citi Field after the draft when you signed your contract.
I did.
What was that experience like, going to New York, being at the big ballpark, and just getting soaking that all in?
So we'll start at the New York part.
Okay.
First time ever being to, like, a big city.
What was the biggest one you had been to before that?
Chicago.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's a confusing one, too.
We didn't really walk around, though, when I went there. I went there for some like showcase thing. It was like kind of like pop in, do whatever. And
do you go to the Bean?
What is that?
Yeah, it's not that important.
And
it's
then
dumb.
Leave. Anyways, so I went to New York, walked around Times Square.
Nice.
I turned the corner because we were like right around the corner. We walked. I turned the corner and just like looked up and like saw all the buildings and I was just like, what in the world is this?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I'm from like a super small town. I mean, not many people, like, I mean, literally from across from my high school is a cotton field. So it's definitely a different scenery for me. But no, it was definitely something like out of my comfort zone, but like, I feel like I could somewhat get used to it. But I mean, like, at being at Citi Field, like, that was fun. Being like in a big league park, being able to walk on the field, meet some people. That was a lot of fun, and then be able to sit up in one of the suites with the other high schoolers, with them, and kind of just talk to them, like their journey and whatnot. It was fun. I liked it.
So how big is the town you're from?
I would say my graduating class was 400-500.
That's not too small.
But that's not like where we're from, where like the different, like there's a few different schools sometimes in different, like everybody's going to the same school for the most part, right?
Yeah.
So your town probably a few thousand people?
Yeah.
Do you know how many, do you want to take a guess at how many people walk through Times Square on a daily basis?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I want to guess too.
Do you know the exact number?
I do. I know the average, yeah.
Daily basis, walk through. All right, you go first. Actually, no, we got to both shout it out at the same time.
Because this is one of my favorite things about Times Square, and like I'm born and raised in New York City, and I love
from Manhattan. You know,
I'm from Manhattan.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a what I love is that on one city block, there are people walking with triple that of their town. Like that blows my mind.
Yeah.
All right, so let's everybody
you
guess.
Have a number? Give me a second. I'm trying to do some quick math in my head here.
Daily
walking through.
All right.
All right, I mean, I think I have a number, I guess.
All right, so I'll say 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, that's
I have
fine.
No idea.
3, 2, 1, go.
2 million.
1.5.
330,000. On New Year's, 1.2 million to 2 million might walk through. But yeah, like it's, Times Square is nuts, but what was it like being at Citi Field?
Like I said, like it was a lot of fun. Definitely a lot of people there. Just like being able to watch like the big league game, that was a lot of fun.
So you didn't pitch a pro ball last year. You came down here and you threw some bullpens, but you're now entering your first full season of pro ball.
Yeah.
How excited are you for that, and what are you thinking are going to be the biggest challenges for you?
You know, honestly, like, well, let's say, like, I'm super excited about it. You know, it's everything, something I've always dreamed of ever since I was a kid, to be able to play pro ball. You know, just being out here, grinding day in and day out with all these guys, it's kind of like that same college feel. Right now, we're all with the same guys. So it's like I said, that same college feel. But honestly, some of the biggest challenge, really, honestly, I think is, it's something that I've definitely gotten a lot better at over this past year and a half, is really just being where my feet are, to be honest. Kind of just taking everything in from a player's standpoint to a coach's standpoint, and just being present in what I'm doing and where I'm at. You know, like I said, it's definitely a opportunity and a blessing to be able to come out here every single day and do what I've dreamed of doing ever since I was a kid. And it's what I love to do. So it's definitely a blessing from that standpoint. But I mean, really just not let myself get ahead of everything. And like I said, just be where I'm at all times, and everything will kind of just take care of itself. So
final thing we're gonna ask you, we ask all you guys this, just Mets fans getting to know you, what is something that the fans should know about you at Citi Field that you'd like to tell them?
Yeah, honestly, like, as myself, as a person.
On the field and off the field.
On the field and off the field, whether it's from a start to a day off or to just regular catch play, I'm very, like, laid back and relaxed, whether it's from a start day or a day off. I mean, you can come to me, say hi, ask for autograph, whatever it might be, a picture. I mean, like I said, like, I'm a type of person that's like, for me to be my best, I have to be super relaxed and just laid back. And that's just kind of who I am. And I think that kind of helps me of, like I said, being where my feet are. That kind of just be in the moment, be present. That helps me like stay relaxed and whatnot. But I mean, super fun, super outgoing. I will say I am kind of shy at first, but once you get to know me, then I don't really stop talking. So
you haven't been shy in this interview at all.
Well, I've been through quite a bit of these through my 4 years. Yeah.
All right. We were your favorite, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
All right. Vito lied to you, so maybe we're not your favorite. We got one more question.
I realized that as I said that.
So we actually do ask everyone this question.
We ask
this
both. Don't act like we don't ask
we
both.
We ask both. We ask both. But this is the big one. When you are taking the warm-up pitches on the mound at Citi Field, first start, first appearance, what's the song going to be?
Ooh, goodness.
Hard-hitting question.
That's definitely a good one. I really don't know, to be honest.
What'd you use last year?
So the past 2 years, I used my junior year, I used Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
That's a good one.
And then last year, I used Live the Night by WNW. It's a little EDM.
That's a big difference.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
But I love a variety.
Spectrum. It's definitely like a variety there. But like, honestly, like, to me, it's like whatever the crowd can get into, that kind of hypes me up, but kind of hypes the whole stadium up as well. We'll see what happens. See what song it is when I get there.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it.
Best of luck. Looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you.